took a huge stride, not only in the because he scored, but because all the little things he was doing in the game, just, you know, battling harder, getting some loose pucks, just more patient with the puck offensively, trying to make good plays instead of just throwing it to areas, more aware defensively in our zone. So he did a lot more of the little things that we need him to do to have success. Offensively, we know he's got talent, and it was good to see him get that one, even though it wasn't maybe the most beautiful goal. They don't ask. We told them after, even both his goals. We tell them after. It's not how necessarily. It's just how many they ask you, and good for him. It's funny because we were talking about his brother Malcolm, who's over in France, and we asked him, well, how's Malcolm doing over there? And Gavin goes, well, he scored, and you know, and that's the thing we talk about all the time. Whenever you ask someone how they're playing, it's never, well, I blocked 8 shots tonight, my plus minus was good, I was great at back checking. It's all about scoring. There's so much pressure when you're forward from, you know, outside, you think that's how you have to. If you don't score, you didn't have a good game. And it's funny that he went out and scored a couple goals this weekend.
We give up one though at the 12:22 mark. Kyle Chatham unassisted.
Lakers halts. They're back to full strength. There's a steal by Hunts across the line. Toad drags it to his back end. Centers it in front. It stayed out. Here's a shot and they score.
Well, it was Chatham getting the goal, unassisted goal at that time, Coach. And what happened on that one as far as them getting that opportunity?
Well, yeah, I was disappointed. And, you know, you as much as I like the 6 goals, I don't like to give up anything. And, you know, it's too bad for, you know, Angus. He had a real good game, but we just had a little loose coverage on that one, and you know, it was a big rebound, and we turned it over in the neutral zone though to start the whole play to give them the opportunity, and we've got to learn whether it's 10-0 or 0-0, there's a way we need to play from start to finish, and you want to play that perfect game, and you're going to continue to strive for that. You're never going to get it, but we have to learn from those things. And even though it's a 4-0 game at the time, you have to learn from that situation that you have to get those mistakes and some of those plays out of your game, because that's why you don't want this to happen at a critical juncture in the game. And I think it's a good learning tool, so we learn from it. But again, we've got to make sure that we don't give a team anything and continue to do that. And even for the next night, you don't even give them a spark for the next night.
Jake Jackson gets his second of the season, though, just 2 minutes later, second of the game, I should say, third of the season, on another rush.
Quickly up for Sturros again. Sturros, nice pass for Neville. He's got the defenseman. Passed over, shot, score! How about that goal by Jackson, his second of the game? Makes it 5-1 Huskies.
Great drive through the middle of the defense there by Mike Neville that caused that goal to happen.
Yeah, and Mike is starting to you know, expand his game, which we've talked about a lot, Dirk, the last couple of years. You know, I want him, and our staff does, to become a more complete player. And defensively, Mike does a great job, great on faceoffs, great penalty killers, and now we're encouraging him to expand his offensive game, to have more confidence with the puck, to make plays, to shoot, to score, all those little things, and we're encouraging him to do that. And that's one of the goals and what you want for each and every player on your team, is to become a more complete player. Now, that some guys, that means they got to be better defensively. Some guys, that means they have to be a little more physical or gritty. Other players means that they need to be better offensively and shoot to score and try to make good plays and all those things. So it's really good to see Mike starting to expand his game. And he's got a couple, you know, this weekend we put Jake up there, and he's got a couple pretty good wingers in Jake Jackson and Reed Sturros. And, you know, you go up to those Olympic sheets and you got a guy like Jackson on your wing. Wow. I mean, Mike did a nice play. Drove the middle. Both defensemen came to him and he kicked the puck wide to Jake. And again, Jake, make no mistake, you can see he's got a real good shot coming off that wing.
Yeah, went far side this time instead of short side.
I guess he's coachable to a certain degree. And then maybe he thinks on the first one that he had the goal, he was cheating on that side and went the other way.
Yeah,
and that's good.
That's awesome. Mike Neville and Reed Sturros get the assist on that goal. Gavin Gould finishes off the scoring late in the game. Another one that kind of bounced around a little while. We didn't know he got it, but he did.
Hold on. Now swings it over there for Hannah. Hannah in the middle for Gould to the front. Off of the post! It scores! And it's going to be, I believe, Joel Esperon's getting credit for it, if he indeed touched it. And the Huskies go up 6-1.
Well, we watched the replay a couple of times, and he did not touch it. It was Gavin Gould's goal, and that's what the officials called his second of the game, second of his career. Shane Hanna, Matt Roy get the assist, but it's a shame that that Joel Esperance doesn't get any point on that, because he being in front of the net was the reason that probably
well he was, and it was another one of those high slot area shot plays that we did, and Gavin didn't get a lot on it, but because Joel's in front and because he had a quick release, he beat him clean and hit the post and then came back in and obviously scored it off him back in the net. But you're right, Joel did a good job. We talked about taking the goalie's eyes away. You can be sometimes we have guys near the net, but they're not right in front of him taking his eyes. We're just off to the side a little bit. And it reminds me of Thomas Holmstrom when he was with Detroit. I mean, he would just stand right in front of the net, and you got Lidstrom and these guys, I mean, just blasting the puck. And he just stood there, but he always took the goalie's eyes away. And, he was very successful at what he did. And I think Joel can be a player like that. Tyler Hainan, we've got a lot of guys. So, but that really helped create that goal. And good for Gavin.
Well, Coach, I know one part of the game you weren't happy with. We ended up getting 11 penalties in that game for 25 total minutes, and that's tough to win. We did win, obviously, but you said after the game you didn't like that we got so many penalties.
Well, I didn't, and really, through the game, they had the first five. We had one power play, for a very brief time, and they had five power plays, before – midway through the third period. And you're not going to win games against real good teams, even like Lake Superior when their power play is going. When you're taking five penalties and you only have one, I mean, that's not going to work. So we have to understand that. And, we talk about the calls and what we need to do. But, when you look at the penalties, interference, Joel tried to stop and he bumps the goalie. And you have to call that. And then Matt Roy, we had interference. And then again, we bumped the goalie. And, you just have to be careful around that. They're really protecting the goalies. And then the interference and the hooking, those are the things that seem most of the penalties. But like I said again, our penalty killing did a real good job in this game. And maybe earlier in the year, I remember whether Duluth or Minnesota State, they were scoring on the power plays early in games and really putting us on our heels. So our guys did a real good job in this game. It's fortunate we had a lead built up, but still, we got to be careful in that area.
6-1 final. The Huskies outshoot the Lakers 30-25. Michigan Tech 0-3 on the power play. Not a full three power plays, only about 2 minutes, as you said, Coach.
Right.
And Lake State was 0-6 on the man advantage with just four shots on goal. Dayfield gets 24 saves. Angus Redmond with the win gets 24 saves. And we go to Saturday night. When we come back, it's the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married? Never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coke Zero goes with things like this. This. And this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click Northern footcare.com.